Unit 7, Part 3, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer.
11. How is this program going to help me lose weight?
This isn't about sticking to your diet, it's about following your diet. Your meal and exercise plans are created by you, so you know you'll be able to stick to them.
Question: what does the man mean? Twelve. I haven't had a lot of success on other weight loss diets. Why will this be different?
For a weight loss diet to work, it needs to be achievable from the start. After that, you need support, motivation, and an easy way to track your success. With our program, you have a better chance of finally succeeding.
Question: what is needed if one wants to achieve final success of the weight loss program?
How quickly will I lose weight?
We recommend a balanced approach, meaning you should be able to lose between 0.5 and 1 kilogram per week.
Question: how much weight can the man shed a week with this program?
What happens if I don't lose weight?
Our system works. For your peace of mind, though, we have a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you follow our exercise and meal plans and don't achieve weight loss after 30 days, we'll give you a complete refund.
Question: in what condition can the woman get refund? Hi, Carrie. Guess what I dreamed last night? I dreamed I was flying with ease and enjoying the scene and landscape below.
Oh, congratulations. It is said that flying dreams suggest you are on top of a situation. They are representative of your own personal sense of power.
Question: what did the woman dream?
Hi, Maggie. What's troubling you? You look worried.
Oh, honey, it's the awful dream I had last night.
Question: what's the most probable relationship between the two speakers?
Do you know what dreams about death mean?
What is being expressed in the death dream? Perhaps you fear dying and the dream is reminding you of your own mortality.
Question: what does the man mean?
Do you know who wrote the poem Hold Fast to Dreams?
Langston Hughes.
Question: what is Langston Hughes?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
It looks like I'm the champion, Angel. I've taken off 14 kilograms this month.
It seems you are, Peter. Not like me. Not only have I not taken off weight, I've gotten fatter.
Oh, honestly, that just makes more of you to like.
I seriously have to get my clothes at the house of large sizes now. It's not a joke anymore.
If you came with me on my runs, you too could do away with your love handles. I have.
You've done away with your love handles, and now you have a big head.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. How much weight has Peter lost?
What is Angel's problem?
21. What weight loss method did Peter use?
2.
Hey, how are you doing lately?
I've gained many pounds in the past months, but I'm okay now.
What have happened?
I've tried to control my appetite, but I love eating sweet stuff all of a sudden.
Like what?
Well, candies, ice cream, chocolate, donuts, and everything full of sugar.
Oh no, what are you going to do about it?
I'm afraid I'm going to get diabetes and high cholesterol, so I've consulted a doctor. He suggested I eat more veggies, wheat and grains, drink at least 8 cups of water every day, sleep early, exercise and relax as well. Cut down coffee, sweet food and deep-fried food.
You feel much better now?
Yes, I become very energetic every day. And now I am not as easy as before to have caught cold and flu.
Good for you. Keep it up then. Good luck.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
22. What happened to the man in the past months?
23. What kind of food does the man like to have when he tried to control his appetite?
24. Which of the following foods is not mentioned?
25. What happened to the man after he took the doctor's advice?
2. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.
Passage 1. Falling dreams are another theme that is quite common in the world of dreams. Contrary to a popular myth, you will not actually die if you do not wake up before you hit the ground during a fall. As with most common dream themes, falling is an indication of insecurities, instabilities, and anxieties. You are feeling overwhelmed and out of control in some situation in your waking life. This may reflect the way you feel in your relationship or in your work environment. You have lost your foothold and cannot hang on or keep up with the hustle and bustle of daily life. When you fall, There is nothing that you can hold on to. You more or less are forced toward this downward motion without any control. This loss of control may parallel a waking situation in your life. Falling dreams also often reflect a sense of failure in some circumstance or situation. It may be the fear of failing in your job or school, loss of status, or failure in love. You feel shameful and lack a sense of pride. You are unable to keep up with the status quo or that you don't measure up. Falling dreams typically occur during the first stage of sleep. Dreams in this stage are often accompanied by muscle spasms of the arms, legs, and the whole body. These sudden contractions are also known as cyclonic jerks.
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard.
26. What is the topic of the passage?
Which of the following is a popular myth of falling dream?
28. What does a falling dream mean?
29. When do falling dreams often occur? 2. Many people start running because they want to lose weight. As one of the most vigorous exercises out there, running is an extremely efficient way to burn calories and drop pounds. A 150-pound person will burn approximately 100 calories per mile when running. Healthy eating is the first step if you hope to lose weight by running. Keep in mind that you'll only shed pounds if you burn more calories than you consume. To lose a pound, you have to burn, through exercise or life functions, about 3,600 calories. So you'll need to combine running with a healthy diet. Runners do have special nutrition needs, but the basic principles for healthy eating still apply. Try choosing smaller portions of high-fat and high-calorie foods and eating more whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. One common eating mistake among runners is that they overcompensate for the calories burned by exercise with extra calories from more food and beverages. Some runners even find that they gain weight despite their regular training. One way to prevent stealth calorie consumption is to write everything you are eating in a journal for a few weeks. Seeing a record of your food intake will help you see where your diet needs improvement. It will also keep you on track because you'll think twice before putting that chocolate-covered donut in your mouth.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
30. How many calories can a 150-pound man burn if he runs for 2 miles?
31. What kind of foods should you take in less if you want to lose weight by running?
32. Why does the author suggest one keep a journal?
3. Friendships can profoundly affect the physical and mental health of both men and women. Studies show that people who have no friends or who are lonely die earlier, get sick more often, and weather transitions with greater physical wear and tear than those who have a support system of friends. Sometimes, family members may be more prone to giving advice or telling you what you don't want to hear. It may not be as good as a friend who will listen to and guide you, but supports your decisions anyway. The most important factor about friendships is those who offer support and do not judge your decisions based on society. One reason for the link between social support and good health practices seems to be that people who feel cared for by others are less vulnerable to the effects of stress and are protected against the symptoms of depression and loneliness. Generally speaking, women benefit most because of how they deal with stress. Women are more social in how to cope with stress than men, while men are more likely to have a fight-or-flight reaction. Women also tend to have larger, denser social networks in which more people know each other, while men typically have smaller groups of friends and will rely on their spouses or significant other for more support. While aggression and withdrawal take a psychological toll, friendship brings comfort that lessens the ill effects of stress, and that difference contributes to the gender difference in longevity. Friendships do make people feel better.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
33. What kinds of risk do those with no friends run?
What do family members tend to do?
35. Which of the following statements is not true?
3. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
First reading.
Chase dreams often stem from feelings of anxiety in your waking life. The way we respond to anxiety and pressure in real life is typically manifested as a chase dream. Running is an instinctive response to physical threats in our environment. Often in these dream scenarios, you are being pursued by some attacker who wants to hurt or possibly kill you. You are running away, hiding, or trying to outwit your pursuer. Chase dreams may represent your way of coping with fears, stress, or various situations in your waking life. Instead of confronting the situation, you are running away and avoiding it. Ask yourself who is the one chasing you, and you may gain some understanding and insight on the source of your fears and pressure. The pursuer or attacker who is chasing you in your dream may also represent a part of yourself. Your own feelings of anger, jealousy, fear, and possibly love can assume the appearance of a threatening figure. You may be projecting these feelings onto the unknown chaser. Next time you have a chase dream, turn around and confront your pursuer. Ask them why they are chasing you. One may be consumed by their own anger, jealousy, love, or self-destructive behavior. For example, you may be drinking too much or exhibiting open hostility toward others around you. You may subconsciously be threatened by these actions, which have been jeopardizing your relationships and/or career. Your dreams are a way of calling attention to these self-destructive actions. A more direct analysis of chase dreams is the fear of being attacked. Such dreams are more common among women than men who may feel physically vulnerable in the urban environment. These dreams are inspired by fears of violence and sexual assault to which we are so overexposed from the media. The violence that the media portrays magnifies our fears and how at risk we all are.
Second reading.
Chase dreams often stem from feelings of anxiety in your waking life. The way we respond to anxiety and pressure in real life is typically manifested as a chase dream. Running is an instinctive response to physical threats in our environment. Often in these dream scenarios, you are being pursued by some attacker who wants to hurt or possibly kill you. You are running away, hiding, or trying to outwit your pursuer. Chase dreams may represent your way of coping with fears, stress, or various situations in your waking life. Instead of confronting the situation, you are running away and avoiding it. Ask yourself who is the one chasing you, and you may gain some understanding and insight on the source of your fears and pressure. The pursuer or attacker who is chasing you in your dream may also represent a part of yourself. Your own feelings of anger, jealousy, fear, and possibly love can assume the appearance of a threatening figure. You may be projecting these feelings onto the unknown chaser. Next time you have a chase dream, turn around and confront your pursuer. Ask them why they are chasing you. One may be consumed by their own anger, jealousy, love, or self-destructive behavior. For example, you may be drinking too much or exhibiting open hostility toward others around you. You may subconsciously be threatened by these actions, which have been jeopardizing your relationships and/or career. Your dreams are a way of calling attention to these self-destructive actions. A more direct analysis of chase dreams is the fear of being attacked. Such dreams are more common among women than men, who may feel physically vulnerable in the urban environment. These dreams are inspired by fears of violence and sexual assault to which we are so overexposed from the media. The violence that the media portrays magnifies our fears and how at risk we all are.
Final reading.
Chase dreams often stem from feelings of anxiety in your waking life. The way we respond to anxiety and pressure in real life is typically manifested as a chase dream. Running is an instinctive response to physical threats in our environment. Often in these dream scenarios, you are being pursued by some attacker who wants to hurt or possibly kill you. You are running away, hiding, or trying to outwit your pursuer. Chase dreams may represent your way of coping with fears, stress, or various situations in your waking life. Instead of confronting the situation, you are running away and avoiding it. Ask yourself who is the one chasing you, and you may gain some understanding and insight on the source of your fears and pressure. The pursuer or attacker who is chasing you in your dream may also represent a part of yourself. Your own feelings of anger, jealousy, fear, and possibly love can assume the appearance of a threatening figure. You may be projecting these feelings onto the unknown chaser. Next time you have a chase dream, turn around and confront your pursuer. Ask them why they are chasing you. One may be consumed by their own anger, jealousy, love, or self-destructive behavior. For example, you may be drinking too much or exhibiting open hostility toward others around you. You may subconsciously be threatened by these actions which have been jeopardizing your relationships and/or career. Your dreams are a way of calling attention to these self-destructive actions. A more direct analysis of chase dreams is the fear of being attacked. Such dreams are more common among women than men, who may feel physically vulnerable in the urban environment. These dreams are inspired by fears of violence and sexual assault to which we are so overexposed from the media. The violence that the media portrays magnifies our fears and how at risk we all are.